What is up, guys? It's your boy, Laskowski. Come at you guys with another podcast recording live from Philippines. So I am in the Philippines, like I said before. I was on my way to the Philippines. I am in the Philippines now. I've been here for approximately 2 weeks, and I've had a blast. It's been an amazing time here, man. Really, really good time. I'm really glad to be out of Japan. Not knocking Japan, you know. What I'll do is I think I'll try to make it another go to Japan here in the summer. So I will be making my way back to Japan in May to about August. So I'm going to see how the summertime is, the energy, the people. And maybe it might be a lot better, right? It might be a lot better of an experience than it was, you know, for me this time around. We'll see what happens. But I will be trekking back to Japan here in the next couple months. Until then, I will be hanging out here in the Philippines for many reasons. Like I said, my last podcast, if you haven't checked out my last podcast, please go and check that out. It's a very important podcast about the financial crisis going on in the world today. And also, that's kind of the reason why I'm sticking around the Philippines, is because I realize, man, with the inflation, it's just everywhere. It's off the chain, man. It's just, I'm telling you, like, the United States, you're talking about massive credit card debt. So there's a lot of people now at the point where their disposable income is no more. Like, they're making the money for their jobs, but they're not putting it away to being able to save or to put the money away to pay for bills. So what they're starting to use is, you know, the YOLO lifestyle, which I fucking hate that word, but that's what it is. There's a lot of these people are going now, and they're using their credit cards to pretty much just live above their means or to get by. So a lot of people are acquiring mass amounts of debt, right? It's not including still the inflation going on in the United States and many other countries in the world, where goods and services are going up and also grocery prices are going up, right? They say there's been more than, what, a 20% increase? Some even double that, right? 200, up to 200, right? Not saying it went up $200, but over 200-fold. And, you know, meats are products. And these are the types of things that I talk about. You know, a lot of people are like, go and prepare now for what's coming. But I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to talk about a couple of things in this podcast of why, you know, you should take these pieces of things to really apply to your life, and why you should take these podcasts more seriously, because now we're in the time where it's too late, right? I mean, if you're out there stocking up or whatever, I mean, it is what it is. I have my own theory on that, right? And I kind of want to break that down. So go ahead and grab your menagerie. Let's go ahead and get into this podcast. So I know it's been a while. It's been, like I said, about 2 weeks. Life has been good here. Can't complain. Been really keeping myself busy and been putting out YouTube content. So if you do watch my YouTube videos, I do appreciate your continued support. Do appreciate your continued support here on Anchor. I will make more podcasts. I do see the continued subscriptions. And I will try to do more podcasts as much as I can. I just, you know, I have also school as well, so I am running a coaching business, and I'm also focused in school right now, which, you know, I was a veteran, so the military pays for that. So I have about a couple more months. I should be done in the fall. Do I care for college? No. I broke that down many podcasts ago about why I think education is a waste of time. And for me, it's more or less because the military is paying for it, and they're giving me a stipend, right? That's just one of many things, right? You always gotta diversify your income. You got to have more than one, right? So I'll focus on that. So that's just one of many pieces of income that I have. So for me, I think it's very important in these times. You need to have multiple streams of income. So if you have a job right now, you should be focusing on, number one, going and having that main job, right? But you should have a side hustle as well. So you should have maybe DoorDash, Uber. I don't know how that's working right now. I'm hearing different things going on in Uber and DoorDash and all that stuff. There's a lot of changes coming down the pipe. So I'm not 100% sure if that's going to be a decent side hustle forever. I mean, who knows, right? I can't predict the future. At this point, I used to be able to kind of figure out what's going on. Now it's kind of hard, right? One day something could be going on. Tomorrow it could be, you know, a clusterfuck. It's just the way it is. So for me, I recommend that you guys need to have a side hustle, man. It's very important. So that's why I've been focusing on consultations. I've been doing more podcasts, and I've also been trying to take on more clientele for my business. And it's not because I'm struggling. I'm not going to sit there and say and act like something I'm not. I'm not going to sit there and lie to relate, right? But I've been through my struggles. You've heard many of my podcasts explaining where I was at in the beginning of my life, things I went through with my family, the way they treated me, the way I was raised, you know, living out of a car for a year, my two brothers and my mom, you know, couch surfing, right? Food stamps, the whole shebang, right? Living in a shitty projects neighborhood for 3 years, right? Been there, done that. So at the end of the day, for me, it's the fact that I'm trying to speak this to you so you understand, right? So you try to pull yourself out of whatever situation you're in right now. Because the gladiators coming to the door. I've been saying this for more than 2 years. You know, now people are getting so pressed. They're saying like 20% of Americans. You know, this may be in other countries, maybe even higher. Who knows? But at 20% of Americans can no longer afford their bills. Literally, they can no longer pay the rent. They can no longer pay their utilities. People are getting the boot because, you know, obviously there's no more stalemate when it comes to rent being paid by big government. So you got a lot of these things going on right now where people are on the streets, and apparently a lot of people are becoming homeless. This is at an alarming rate, right? These are families now that are on the streets, not just, you know, a guy here, a girl there once in a while, right? These are fucking families of 3 to 4 people who are homeless on the streets. And yeah, some of you guys are going to go and say the drug epidemic in the world today, right? That's why a lot of people are homeless, but it's not the case. Yeah, there's one part, but you got to remember, we're in a country full of 300 million people. There's no way that you're telling me a big portion of them are just on drugs. That's just not logical, right? Some of them had to have a living, right? Or they just had the bad string of luck in their life, right? Because that can happen sometimes, though. Like for me, for example, when I grew up in my life, I didn't have the best fucking upbringing, man. Like, the way my life was laid out, I could have went down a really bad path. I could have went to crime. I could have did a lot of fucked up shit out here. Just because I realized, like, that's the life for me because that's the way my hand was dealt. But I chose to change that, right? I chose to change that mindset. And to change and make better decisions. Then what my main family, you know, the way they raised me was horrific, horrible. But when it comes to my extended family and their bad decisions, I chose to get beyond them, right? And disconnect myself from them, even my main family. And by doing that, my life has been changed significantly. This has been more since 2017. It's been more almost 6 years since I've talked to my family and actually seen them physically, right? So sometimes you gotta make those sacrifices in order to get where you need to get today. So yeah, like I said before, man, you guys need to focus on a side hustle. So like I said, start looking at doing things on the side, consultations. There's just so many ways to start an online business. If you really wanna know, please send me a DM, like I said, consultation, right? Email. I keep saying email every podcast. You got 20% of Americans freaking struggling right now. They can't pay the rent and anything else. You probably got about, I'd say 40% of that using their fucking credit card. So they really aren't out of the boat yet, right? They're still on that damn boat going through the freaking high seas because they're using up all their credit line to pay their fucking bills. And to wine and dine themselves. I got people telling me they're going out having crab and lobster. And I'm thinking to myself, what fucking money? What money? Please tell me. Do you have any tenure in your bank account right now? No. Okay, why are you spending that money on your fucking credit cards? Just because you have a high limit doesn't mean you go sky high with it. Did you know that cryptocurrency is getting royally fucked right now? Where cryptocurrency today, these companies are going bankrupt. Bankrupt right now. So people who spent their mortgages, their life savings, their 401ks, and this bullshit Ponzi scheme garbage that I've been saying for the longest time. Why do you think I bailed out of cryptocurrency? Because I knew there was something wrong with that shit after the big bull run of like, what was it, like 3 or 4 years they did a bull run for crypto? And I missed it. It was just no way for me to get into it. I got into it way too late. And then I bailed off the market before the last bull run. So at that point, beyond that, once the government started talking about putting their hands in it, you should already know where it went from there. Crypto is dead. There is no monetary gain anymore because the government now has put their hand in a pot. That's for anything. Even the stock market was the same way. Second, the government put their hands in the pot, it's over. Like, there's no money to really be made unless you're looking at long-term investment, which cryptocurrency, again, is going to go through all its failures and bankruptcies before it really grows and becomes something big. It's like the stock market. It's the same thing. It went through a lot of failures before it became profitable. So you need to understand that. So cryptocurrency right now is at their failure stage. That's why I say don't put your money in there. So all these people now are losing their money. Government's talking about they're not going to give them any fucking money for the bankruptcy. So if they go bankrupt, the money is gone. What do you think that means? That means that these freaking companies are keeping your money. That's what that means. I don't know why people think when they go bankrupt or when a stock crashes, they think that the money's lost forever. It's not. It's into the company's pockets. So I don't believe stock. That's why I don't follow stocks and crypto. People call me like primitive for that. And you know, old style. But it's like, it is what it is. Because I see the bullshit of the game. I know what it is because I do a lot of research. And that's why I don't invest in stocks. I don't invest in crypto anymore because I realize that shit is a waste of time. Yeah, if you're a day trader, I'm not going to speak against you. As a day trader, there is money because you know how to get out of, you're getting out of the market every day. You're not just staying in it for the long term. You're getting in and out of it and you're making a massive profit, right? But you can take losses as well. That's why you practice. So yeah, if I ever could go and do day trading, maybe I might go down that route. Who knows? But when it comes to main stock market investment, if it's not index funds, if it's not Roth IRAs, I'm not fucking touching it. Because that shit is a scam to me. I just don't see the point. I'm going to put my money in a stock that's manipulated. Does that sound any logical sense to you? Just think about that long and hard before you say anything else. So for me, like I said before, man, a lot of people are getting royally screwed, man. So a lot of these crypto companies are going bankrupt. And the government is not giving them any money. And that's on purpose. You know why? Because they're splitting the pie with those companies. They're getting a piece of the profit of your losses. That's why I don't trust the government. I keep telling you this time and time again. As a military veteran, if you're listening to this, you know what I'm talking about. You served in the military to know not to trust those motherfuckers because you've seen what we've done, like the shit we learn, right? The shit we're educated on in the military. You know, and people call you like, they call you like unintelligent for going to the military, but actually we have a upper hand on you because we know how to play the whole game and you don't. That's the crazy part about it. So next time you see a vet, you should be thanking them. Because that vet is probably going out his way to make sure he looks out for you rather than you talk down on him because of what's going on in the country or, you know, whatever political agendas or the fact that, you know, one country, our most countries break bread with each other and it's all a game with this war bullshit. Of course, we know this. We've known this for a very long time. But at the end of the day, what can we do? At the end of the day, you still are a pawn in the system. I'm just going to say it for what it is. You are a pawn in the system. If you think you can get away from adding to that problem, you can't. You know why? Because you're working. You're still working in the system. I call it the beast system, right? We've said this before, and Mag kind of brought that up, and I think that's fantastic. You know, props to him on that name. But that's what it is. It's the beast system. It's like you're in that system. How do you escape it? There's no way to escape it. You need to have currency. Without currency, you won't eat, right? You won't have anything to drink, right? You won't have clothes on your fucking goddamn body or shoes on your feet. So you need to work a job and or do any type of, you know, long-term investment, which are like, say, mutual funds, Roth IRAs, index funds, right? Or you need to have cash, gold, some type of currency. So at the end of the day, you're part of the problem as well because you're still in the system. So there, it doesn't matter whether the person's downrange pulling the trigger, you're still part of the problem. You're in that store providing food for those people. You're in that area, you know, building the things in the factories. So people don't think about that. So next time when you go at a person who's active duty, whatever country, you need to think about that next time. Like, damn, I'm still part of the problem because I'm the cog in the machine. So in the end, everybody's playing a role in this problem. It's not just the military. That's why I laugh at people who just look at the military as the problem or the government. I'm like, well, you're part of the problem because you're allowing them to do these things. You're not doing anything about it. This is worldwide. This has nothing to just do where I'm at right now. This is everywhere. This is like how I feel. And so at the end of the day, you can't really blame nobody but yourself. So that's why I say in these times with what's going on, you're going to have to just deal with the hand that's dealt and try to make the best of it. Right? So that's just, you know, my spiel on that, my little bit of my rant on that, because I actually went and I saw a video by Jameson's Travels. Great guy, has a great YouTube channel. He's a Marine Corps vet as well, older. I think he's in his 50s. Cool guy, and I like watching his videos. And he actually did a reaction. I did a reaction on it of this so-called, a supremacist, which I don't, you know, at the end of the day, I don't give a shit, you know, like I've already had my spiel on it. If you want to see what I had to say, check out my YouTube channel again, it's Lasting Whiskey. But my biggest thing with that was that this dude was berating them, you know, and some of the stuff he said wasn't wrong, you know, about the politics and the LGBTQ, all that stuff. Okay, I get it. I know what he's saying and I understand it from that angle. But once he started berating them in derogatory terms, using the N-bomb and stuff like that, and you know, some of the other inappropriate verbiage, that's when I had a fucking problem. And that's, again, the reality is that he's going at the grunt troops in Poland over the fact that he has some problem with the government, which, what does that have to do with them? They're just following their fucking orders, dude. They have a contract. You sign that contract, that's it. I know this from experience. I signed 4 years of my life away. And I knew what the hell I was doing. So at the end of the day, you can't get mad at them for those issues. You go up the chain, man. You go straight to the brass. I tell people this all the time. If you got a problem with my government or you got a problem with my fucking military, you go talk to the brass, man. That has nothing to do with me. I'm just here to conduct the job, get paid, and go about my fucking business. You know why? Because even if I was on the outside, not in the military, I'm still part of the problem because I'm still working a job. I'm turning the other way and I'm not fixing the problems that are in front of me. So either way, military or not, you're still part of the problem. I tell people this all the time and it blows their mind because they're like, damn, you know what? That's actually true. Exactly. So again, next, you know, that's why I get sick of these guys who come on here trying to make a video footage bashing the military. It's like, bro, I get it. The changes are garbage. I'm going to say it for what it is. I think we become very desensitized when it comes to the military, right? Those are my thoughts. And that's just worldwide. That's not just us. It's a lot of countries are having these problems right now. And the thing is, you need to understand, again, I just don't have a lot to say in that regard because, again, I don't talk government and I don't talk military. And that's for a reason, because some countries I'm in, I can't talk about this stuff. Because if I do, I'm probably going to be locked up or I'll disappear. You never know. So for me, I don't like talking about those types of things, right? I like to keep that to myself. So yeah, but I mean, if you want to really hear what I have to say on those things, kind of go back to my older podcast, you'll kind of get some spiels on what I've had to say about that. But yeah, man, all in all, man, at the end of the day, man, you need to really start bettering yourselves in these times, man, because it's not getting any better out here. I mean, financially, we're feeling the pressure. It's crazy because people have gotten to a point, man, they're not traveling that much anymore. I've noticed that a lot too, man. Like when I was in Japan, I did not see a lot of people on hitting a plane to come over. Like, yeah, besides, you know, Halloween, they were there, but then in 2 days, they were gone. So it was like, you really didn't see people coming over for the long haul anymore, man. And that's one thing I noticed, like, in being in Japan, you know, and even in Mexico. Like, I've noticed that a lot of people are taking shorter trips. They're not taking long-term trips to just stick around because they don't have the money, right? And they're using their credit cards. I believe that they're using their credit cards to travel these places. There's no way they're using tenure to come here. Now, I know that for a fact. Because dudes be like, hey, I spent about $10,000 on my credit card to plan this trip for my family. I'm like, why would you use $10,000 on a credit card? If you can't afford it, don't go. You're just destroying your credit and bringing up your debt. You know? And that's the thing. So for me, it's like, I've literally gotten to the point to where now, I go out here and there and, you know, I take care of myself, man. And treat myself once in a while. But now I kind of just stay at the house. And it's not because I'm struggling. It's because I'm being fucking frugal. Because I realize, man, that do what the Romans do when it comes to rich people. You pay attention to what the rich people are doing, you do the same shit. You know why? Because that shit's going to benefit you. You think it's stupid now, but in the long run, you're going to thank yourself. As a reality, you need to follow what they're doing because they know what's going on. They know what's going on before you do. You need to remember that. They got a lot of money and a lot of status. So they know what is going on before you even find out. They've probably known about most of this stuff because they get the inside track on everything. It's like the military. We get the inside track on everything. We already know what's happening before it happens. Hell, I ain't even going to say anything, you know, about 2020. I ain't going to say nothing about it. Like I said, I already know what will happen before it even was going to happen. I already knew. But the thing is that I don't talk about it. Again, it's something that I'll leave you to speculation, right? Again, I don't talk about these things because, again, you don't know who's listening. And on top of that, I think the biggest thing is you got to be kind of careful what you're saying these days, man, because somebody's always paying attention. And the thing is that you don't want to put yourself, like, too much attention on yourself with that type of thing. So, yeah, like I said before, man, so they have an inside track on everything, man. So I do what the Romans do when it comes to rich people. If I see they're not spending money, I'm not spending money. If I see they're eating out and they're eating out, very frugal, I'll do the same damn thing. They're like, why? Because you need to do what the Romans do when it comes to that, man. You look at everybody else at the middle class level and, you know, at the below average level. And they're wasting all their money. They're going out and balling out, man. They're going and fucking getting steak, lobster. You know, I see dudes going to get Cartier and all this shit. I'm like, you're spending money you don't even have, dude. And you got these same dudes at the top not spending shit right now. They're just at the condo or wherever. And they're living their best life, just chilling. They're like, I'm not spending no money. And if the rich stop spending money or they're starting to really be cheap, you should be highly concerned with your economy. Because that means that it's not good. That means they're not spending money. That's bad. That means that, like, things are really bad right now. That's what that means. In the U.S., it's the same thing. Right now, there's rich people not spending no money right now. Like, I'm talking about luxury outlets empty. I went to one today. Empty, man. Went to that part of the city because I stay here in Makati, which is, like, an upscale area of the city. This is, like, the old part. I could tell automatically this is the old part of the city. But if you go towards the other part, which is like across, I think the freaking freeway, it's like a bridge. You go like through that, you can see like the new part. But yeah, man, I gotta tell you, man, it's massively insane. Like walking through RAC, like walking through that area and just, you know, going through that area back to my place here, and seeing like nobody, like not, you know, places are open, by the way, like places are open and nothing was closed, like besides a couple places, but a lot of the places were open and nobody was out and about. Everyone's just in their towers, just there, right? These wealthy people just not going out at all. What does that tell you? It tells you they were one step ahead. They already knew it was coming, and they're stacking their cash away. That's another thing I want to tell you guys. Stop leaving your money in one fucking bank. That is the stupidest thing you could do in these times. You know why? Because there have been bank runs going on right now. I found out from a guy named Jermaine Babe. Guy has a fantastic YouTube channel. He talks about a lot of different things. I think he lives out in Northern California. He has been making videos for a while on this stuff going on in the States and even world, man, everything going on. And he talked about how a lot of banks have been doing bank runs, man, where, you know, you try to go and get your money out, or you try to like swap banks, and you come back and they hit you with the IOU. Basically, bank closed down. You ain't got no money. So you could have had thousands of dollars in that bank and it's all gone. Just like that, overnight. Same stuff that happened during the economic crisis in 2008, right? The great, they can call it the recession. You know, I call it the Great Recession because I remember growing up at that time and how bad it was. It wasn't that bad for us because my dad was military at that time. So we kind of really roughed that out pretty well. But I knew at the time a lot of people in my neighborhood, because, you know, I grew up in Alaska and Anchorage. And a lot of those people could not afford to stay in the state anymore. They lost their jobs off the oil rigs because, you know, pipeline's a big thing up there. And a lot of people lost their jobs. So a lot of people in our neighborhood, they left. Like, they literally left the state. They could not afford to stay. I'd say about 60% of my neighborhood at that time, I think it was in my preteen days, and they left because they could not afford it. I wondered why everyone was leaving, and that's why. I didn't know economics back then like I do now today. So it's unfortunate, man. So I'm telling you, it's definitely getting to that point again, man. It's definitely getting to that point again. And like I said, you need to definitely prepare yourself. So these bank runs will start to happen. Banks are going to start to fall under. So I'm recommending you guys, you need to go and you need to have multiple bank accounts. Right? Don't play with that BS, man. Don't play with it. You're saying, oh, I'm going to take out all my cash. You need to understand that's massive risk. You don't want to just take out all your money out of the bank, man. That's just stupid, because if that currency disappears, like say it gets burned, like in a fire in your house, or somebody comes and steals it, or, you know, you fucking lose it or something, or it gets damaged. Like, you don't think about stuff like that, right? So I'm not sitting there saying not to take any out. You should. I think emergency funds should be reserved somewhere. Right? I mean, I ain't gonna tell people where I put it at. It's definitely not here. But at the end of the day, that's how it should be. But what I'm trying to tell you is that you need to have multiple bank accounts. And I got like a couple. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna be smart and I'm gonna start distributing it to different banks, because I don't wanna leave it one bank anymore. I've gotten really, really on edge knowing that people have lost all their money recently at these banks. Even overseas, banks are doing the same thing. They're doing bank runs where your shit's gone. You just wake up the next day, you check your bank, it says $0. You're like, what the fuck? Like, where did my money go? And sure enough, they're like, well, the bank just, you know, went bankrupt. It went under. And now for bankrupts, you see, there are a lot of the things they're doing is they're not bailing some of these banks out. And that's on purpose. You know why? Because they're keeping your money. I told you this before. They're keeping your money. When a stock fails or a company fails, they will keep your money, especially if they're big companies. They're keeping your money. It's that simple. I'm sorry some of you guys have lived on this earth so long and not known that. But that's the reality. When you lose on the stock market, they are winning. You're losing. It's that simple. The house always wins. You've heard that saying, right? With casinos, right? Same thing. The house always wins. This is one of the biggest things I've learned. So you need to make sure, like I said, that you have multiple bank accounts. And you're distributing your funds very often, right? Definitely don't go and do freak out and start whipping out your money. And that's another thing as well I want to get into, man, with the money thing. You know, a lot of people keep stressing about that, and I gotta say this for what it is. We're headed to a digital currency, man. I've already been doing a lot of research. I've been paying attention to everything that's been going on in Japan. Next summer they will be testing digital currency. So basically, eventually the paper currency is going to cease to exist. Thus, we know where that's headed. I mean, I've talked about this before, you know. I knew it was going to be a matter of time before these things become implemented into society. And they've already talked about this like 2 years ago, that they wanted to do digital currency, where they no longer want to do paper, right? Or, you know, anything doing with the banks. They don't want to do it anymore because what they want to do is about more manipulation and control. With cash, you can't control that. Nobody can control cash. You can have millions of dollars just stacked away somewhere, right? In a vault somewhere, you know, in your building or something, right? So they can't do anything with that. They can't mess with your money like that. But when it comes to being electronic currency, they can't. Because that means you can't take it out. You can't do anything with it. You got this card or your phone and that's it. There's nothing else. You can't go to an ATM. You can't pull the money out. You can't use freaking any other bartering system. What they'll probably try to do is get rid of silver and gold at some point. You think they won't, but I bet my paycheck they will. So all these people stocking up on this gold and silver, I think it's a waste of time. Because these elements, they could say, are invalid at any time. So then what are you going to do with them? How are you going to trade them with anybody when people are going to usually follow what they're saying? So how are you going to trade that with anybody? That's why I don't buy gold and silver. It's a waste of time. Same thing with paper. It's like, it's a waste of time because it's currency that doesn't really mean anything. The second that they change it over to electric currency or the digital currency, that's it, man. I mean, there's not really much else to be said. One can only hope that they don't go down the path I think they're going down, which we talked about 2 years ago. And I'll get into that in my next podcast, but it's just interesting all the moving parts that are going on right now, man. You know, a lot of this inflation sky high. They're raising by like 75 basis points here in the Philippines. They got massive inflation raised like 75 basis points about like 2 weeks ago. So they're just over here raising massive inflation. Doesn't matter what country you go to, you can't run from inflation. It's everywhere. In Croatia this summer, I felt a lot of the pressure from the inflation. I was there for 3 months. Back in Mexico, massive inflation, people moving down there, causing massive inflation. That's why I left Mexico. Way too many Americans, way too many people trying to cross the border from the Americas to Mexico. And I can't do it because at that point, it's just going to make it like the USA all over again. Why would I want to stay in a country that's just going to become the same in like 10 years? That doesn't make any sense. I might as well go somewhere else. So that's why I left. You know, there was no reason for me to stay in Mexico any further. So that's the way it is, man. It's a lot of things going for the worst. And again, I'm not a person that's big on these topics, but I just see the writing on the wall, man. It's like I said, unless you're really stacking your money away, you're living very frugal right now, there's going to be a lot of homeless people here pretty soon. And you think I'm playing. Massive job layoffs, by the way. Massive job layoffs. You can't even tell me there's no job layoffs. I don't even need to do the research. That's why, because I already know. You know why? Because of 2008. I know exactly what's going on right now, and it's worse than 2008. I will say that for what it is, you know? And the job layoffs are going to keep happening. I mean, especially in the U.S. Oh, my gosh, man. They're talking about laying off 10,000 people, 15,000 people, 5,000 people, 3,000 people. They're laying people off by the day. Then you got these jobs that are left over that are scraps. They're scraps, man. Like, why would I want to get quit, fired from Merrill Lynch, right? I've been working for this company for 20 years. These guys give me a severance package for only 3 weeks, which is happening to a lot of people. I've been working for that company for 20 years, and you're telling me to pick up a job working $10 an hour over at Walmart? I might as well just stay on the street and start panhandling. I make more money panhandling than I would go working at Walmart in the U.S. I'm just going to say it for what it is. That's why I don't blame some of the homeless people, the ones at least they got some common sense, right? Not the ones strung out on drugs or something like that. Don't get me started with California. And so, and even Alaska, man, we got a problem with that. Not as bad as California, though. It's right. It's pretty moderate. But at the end of the day, this is what is happening. You're going to see more homeless people. A lot of these goods and services you're going to see are going to be premium based. That means you're going to have the money to do these things. To go out to watch a movie and or to eat at a nice restaurant, even if it's basic, is going to be a premium service. You think I'm playing? Give it 2 years. And everything I'm saying is going to come to light. Bet my fucking check on it. You know why? Because I always pay attention to everything that's going on. It's scary, but it's the reality, man. I'm a realist. I have to be a realist. Because if I'm not a realist and I don't pay attention to what's going on, I'm going to be messed up. And I don't want to be messed up. I've been one step ahead of all of this stuff for 2 years. I'll be damned if I end up in a situation where I'm jacked up because I'm too stupid to pay attention to what's going on. You know? It's scary. I get it. A lot of people tell me that all the time. Like, how do you just manage through all of this and live life okay? I'm like, it's because I accept that it's here and that what's happening is happening and there's nothing I can do about it. The only thing I can do is protect myself and prepare myself for what's coming, you know, economically, whatever could be coming, right? I prepare for every scenario. even if it doesn't happen, which is great. I hope it doesn't happen. I don't want it to happen. But I'm the type of person that is like a prepper. I prep for everything. You know, I don't prep by having a basement. I'm not saying that full of stuff. That's useless to me, and I'm going to get into why. Why is it that you think prepping is a good thing? Please explain that to me. You think that you're going to stay in that one location and that no entity or person is going to come and get what you have. Nope, I'm just saying it for what it is. I'm being a realist here. That's why I don't believe in prepping, because it's like, unless you have a whole like group of people, I'm talking about a community where they're not going to budge for nobody. They're not going to sit there and rob nobody's house of food. They're not going to sit there and they're going to make sure everything's securely protected. Like, they got firearms or they got some type of things to keep themselves protected with safety. And you're going to tell me that none of those people in that community is going to take what you got. You're going to tell me every one of those houses prepped and prepared for the food shortages and everything else that's headed down the way. You're really telling me that. I don't believe that. Some communities, okay, yeah, that's believable. Some maybe are pretty tight-knit and they already got everything squared away. For you, kudos. You might last a little while, you know, when it comes to the shortages and stuff, right? But when it comes to the regular communities that don't work together, what's the point? That's what I'm saying. What is the point? Because you're going to be the only person that has everything squared away in your community. And who do you think they're going to come to? You think they're going to come just knocking on your door? When they see that you got a whole basement full of food, they coming for your neck, man. I'm just going to say it for what it is. Human beings, man, we can be pretty triumphant over each other, man. And again, this is just being real. I'm being real, man, when I talk about this. So you need to be very careful if you're a prepper out here. You should not be telling people that you have a lot of food. That's another thing as well. Stop telling people that shit. I don't know what's wrong with people and telling people what you have. I don't tell a soul in this world what I have. Even if I don't have anything right now, which I don't. But I don't tell people what I have. I keep quiet. I move silently. People just don't know anything about me. People always say that. Like, even people I grew up with still don't know anything about me. Because I'm so quiet with my life. Like, even people I've met in my travels. Hell, even women I've met don't even know a lot about me. So I'm telling you, it's just the way it is. I like to keep myself private, and it saves your life more ways than one, I can imagine. The ones who air their business out to the world are usually the ones that get taken advantage of or their pockets ran every time. That's why I don't tell people anything. People ask me, I'm like, hey, what do you do for a living? They see me here, I'm like, all right, well, you know, I do financial coaching, right? And I do. But I don't get into the schematics of like what I do, my capital, none of that. I don't talk about that crap. What? That stuff they don't need to know. Let alone, like, you know, where I lived at, anything. You don't need to know any of that. It's none of your business. So at the end of the day, you need to keep your life private. That's another thing. Keep your freaking life private. Keep people out of your business. That's the way it is. Because in these times, I'm telling you, people are going to start scoping people out for what they have and start taking it. This is happening a lot more often now, even in nicer areas. Like in Beverly Hills, man, they're robbing people on the regular out there, man. New York City, so many places are robbing people, man, in these rich areas. They don't even care no more. So I'm telling you, you need to be very vigilant when you move out here. Hell, I've even stopped dressing decent, like, because I don't want my pockets ran, you know? And the thing is, that's any country. It's not just here in the Philippines. It's all over the world. I'm like this now. I feel the same way. I'm like, I don't even dress well anymore. I just dress basic because I realize, man, if I wear my nice stuff, it's over. Like, that's a target on your back waiting to happen. And being in the military, that just taught me, man, you want to be low-key as possible. Right, maybe once in a while, you know, you go out nice dressed, nicely dressed, like, you know, getting in the car from going to point A to point B. But when it comes to you just walking around the city, highly not recommended. You know, not recommended. Because people just don't care anymore, man. The moral compass of doing the right thing is not a thing anymore. People don't care if you get home tomorrow. They will take what you got and leave you there. And this is just, I'm being real, man. You know, again, I come from the struggles, man. So I know how it is. I know how it is already. I know what people are capable of doing. So you need to understand that. You know, this is like I said, going to be the realest podcast you guys probably hear from me, man. But those are my thoughts, man. I mean, that's all I got to say is, you know, it's been a while since I did a podcast for you guys. And I wanted to talk about a couple different things. So, yeah, going back, I'm going to say this. Make sure, like I said, you start diversifying your bank accounts. That's number one. A lot of bank runs going on right now. I don't want you to see you lose your money. Number two, again, minimize your spending. If you're using your credit cards, you need to pay off your damn debt. I'm getting hit at $7 to $10 in interest each time I leave a revolving balance on my credit cards. That's $7 to $10, dude. That's pretty high, man. I used to get hit at $3. This was before the massive interest rates going on. I think within the past like 2 months, they said they're going to increase them. And sure enough, I'm at already $7 to $10 increase in interest rates. I ain't gonna tell you how much it is. I ain't gonna tell you brand against safety, but it is what it is. But what I'm saying is that you need to make sure that you pay off those debts and have no revolving debts. Maybe like $5 or $10, right? Something's still in the card. You want to always make sure you carry some type of balance, because then the credit card company gonna think you're not using it, and then they'll close your card. You know, and you want to always have that for emergencies. But it should not be used for pleasure. It's not used for pleasure, right? To go out and get yourself a steak for like $20, okay, I get that. You know, go and get yourself a nice meal and then you pay it off. Cool. But to go buy some Cartier or go on some yacht parties and first class tickets and all this stupid shit for a $10,000 credit card is unnecessary. And you're putting yourself in massive debt. That's what the government wants already. They want you to put yourself in debt. So you're relying on those motherfuckers. And you shouldn't be relying on them. You should be disassociating yourself with them as much as you can. And it's funny. I had a conversation with somebody the other day who came to my house. A female that came over. And I talked to her. And she was like this. She was like, about the government or something in the world or back in the U.S. And I said, I don't trust the government. I said, what are you talking about? She's like, what do you mean? I said, no, you should never trust the government. That doesn't matter what place you live at in the world. You don't trust the government, dude. The government will literally, bro, the government is not here to help you. I'm going to say it for what it is. I've learned this being a military veteran. I know this from experience being that close, man, to the government. They do not care about you, and they are not here for you. If they're not here for us as military veterans after our service and active duty, you think they're there for you as a civilian, as a just a one-off, a placeholder. No, they're not here for you. They're here to manage you and to put you in your place. If it was the case, why would we need a government? I'm just going to say it for what it is. But again, I'm going to leave my thoughts on that. Again, I don't like talking about these things because it can get you in a lot of trouble today, man. It can get you in a lot of trouble today talking about like government problems because they don't want you talking about these things. And I'm going to leave my thoughts on that. I'm not going to say anything else because I don't talk about government issues. I don't talk about politics either. That can get you in a lot of trouble as well these days. So I don't talk about politics. I just keep it to basically financial life and traveling, right? And financial and survival. It's about that simple that I talk about. So, like I said, man, a lot of crazy stuff going on out here, man. So, take care of yourselves out here. Coming at you guys again from the Philippines. Really nice day today. Been really enjoying my time here, man. I've really had no problems here. And, yeah, that's about it, man. So, see you guys in the next podcast. Can't stay locked in. Stay locked in. Got more podcasts coming for you guys. And again, I appreciate all the support. I kind of feel like these podcasts are, you know, I think they're crap in my mind, but I know in reality, a lot of people are taking information from these, man. And again, I'm very grateful for all the support. So, see you guys later and take care of yourselves out there.